Hello, Jayantians. Welcome to KJC Radio. I'm your RJ Shirley. And I would like to wish all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day. Man, fathers are really extraordinary. Like, they spend their whole life taking care of the family, but they never make it obvious and they just do everything silently. I think it's because they are not really articulate about their love. We often misunderstand them. I came across this quote recently and it goes like this. A father is neither an anchor to hold us back, nor a sail to take us there, but he is a guiding light whose love shows us the way. It's so true. If I have to tell you from my life, my dad is my shopping buddy, he's my partner in crime, and we are both like major introverts. And there are so many things that he does, both big things and small things, that just puts a smile on my face. Like, I remember when I was in school, he would do everything from waking me up to ironing my uniform, packing my lunch and feeding me when I was late, and I would be running around the whole house like a mad person. And this particular thing, I remember when I was in 11th grade, I changed school and the school was a bit far, so I had to take the school bus. And my father would always carry my backpack to the bus stand, even though the bus stand was just a minute away, like just a minute away. But he would not give me the bag, and he would give me my backpack only when the bus had come. And there would be other small kids also, and they would be like carrying their own thing. But no, my father would not give me my backpack. Only when the bus would have come, he would be like, okay, take your bag. And so it's been a while since I've met him because of all the pandemic and everything. So happy Father's Day, Dad. And I love you and I really miss you. So, today I have with me two of my friends who are here to share their anecdotes, some funny stories and a message for their dear dads. First up is Kritika Mohinta from Bangalore. Hello Kritika, how are you?
Hello Shirley, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good too. So, what would you like to share with our listeners today?
So, for today's anecdote, I was thinking about a funny moment that I had with my dad. And I was thinking about all these moments, and there have been so many moments that now it's just like, you know, reels of memories in my mind. So this one particular incident that happened was, I think it was a few years ago. I'm not able to like pinpoint the date, but this was the time of Durga Puja, and I'm Bengali, so Durga Puja is a big thing for us. So this particular year, we decided to go to, like, we decided to visit different Durga Pujas all around Bangalore, which we always do every year. So we went to this one place, and it was heavily crowded, and there was no parking available. So we had to go inside this very shady, since it was raining, so there was a lot of mud and water all around. Parking was beside the Durga Puja pandal, and it was very dark and kind of shady. We took our car, and my dad asked us to get down so that he could park, because it was like very messy, and since there was a lot of water and basically mud around. So we got down from the car. My mom was wearing this beautiful sari, so she was standing very close to the car, and while my dad was like parking the car, the wheels kind of screeched and all over the mud, and the mud splashed on my mom. And I mean, it was not much, but there were like splashes of mud on her beautiful sari and everything. And she was so furious and mad, and she was like, you know, screaming, and like, she started like screaming at my dad, saying that when you were parking, couldn't you see that I was standing behind and everything. And the moment was so serious. I mean, anyone would react that way. If it was my dress, I would have reacted the same way. But I have this habit of laughing at serious situations. So my dad and I, we just looked at each other and we laughed so hard. And my mom was so angry because it was raining and there was mud all over her beautiful sari. And we were laughing the entire time. Like, my dad and I, we couldn't stop laughing. And I think that is one of those moments where I've laughed really hard with my dad. So this was this one funny incident that that I will always remember. And my mom is still dead. She is still furious about the incident, and she's not furious that her sari destroyed, but the fact that my dad and I laughed at a very serious situation. So that is a like one of the funniest incidents that I can remember. A special message that I have for my dad for this Father's Day is that Baba, I love you, and you have always supported me. You and Ma have always supported me for my dreams, and whenever the time has come where I stood up for something that I really believe in, you guys have always supported me, you've been there for me, and I will always be your daddy's little girl. So thank you for being there for me and for supporting me, and I will always be there for you.
Oh my god, that was epic. I think all of us at some point have ganged up with our dads, you know, to tease our moms. So thank you so much, Kritika, for sharing this fun story. And next up, it's Padmaja Jayaraman from Chennai. Hello Padmaja, how are you doing?
Hi Shirley, I'm good. Really looking forward to Father's Day. I would like to share one interesting anecdote about my father. So, during my school days, my dad used to drop me every day to school. He used to say that, "I'm dropping my daughter, you have no say in that." Like, the school was basically very close to my home. It was just 5 minutes of walk. But then he used to drop me every day in his scooter. And then that happened throughout my school life. Like, even during exams or whatever, even special classes during Saturdays. Of course, he couldn't pick me up from school because he was in office and I would come back by walk. So when I entered UG for the first time, the college is a bit far from my house. It is around 45 minutes in train. So I used to board the train in a station close to my house, local train. And then my dad used to drop me till the station. And the first day when I looked back and said bye, he had tears in his eyes. Like, I started laughing. Am I some kindergarten child who's entering LKG for the first time and then my parents are crying and I'm going to college or school in a very happy way? So I just want to share this beautiful anecdote because this is a very, very dear memory to me. And yeah, I love my dad. When I think about it, I'm just all smiling and I just light up. So, and I wish every father a happy Father's Day.
That's really sweet, Padmaja. Thank you so much for sharing this beautiful memory with us. So Jayantians, I'm sure you will have a lot of things to say to your dad, or you might not have seen him in a while. So call him today and tell him how much you miss him and love him. And while the world has lost so much, let us appreciate the people around us, the people in our lives, especially our dads who do so much for us. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into KJC Radio. This is me, RJ Shirley, signing off.
KJC Radio.